This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Oh, stop it. That's what everyone around him that sounds like there. Okay. 6-5, Arkansas falls to South Carolina. A heartbreaker at the SEC tournament for the Razorbacks. And, I mean, this is pretty simple. Loggins and Messina killed him. It's killed him.
Yeah.
He hit two home runs.
Totaling 838 feet.
He hit two home runs that were both 419 feet to central field. How do you even do that?
One, yeah, it's 838, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They scored six. He had five RBIs, and he scored twice on those home runs. So,
somebody's going to have to, one of these days, explain the logic of going to a tournament in which you are not going to pitch your best player. I understand you're trying to set your rotation. You don't want to pitch him on short rest. I get that part of it. But now you're in a spot where, by the way, game time tomorrow is 9:30 a.m. It's breakfast at Wimbledon type stuff.
That's right. Strawberries and
cream. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And you're gonna roll him out there for what, two or three innings at most? I mean, both teams are playing to continue their run in Hoover, but man, South Carolina can hit the ball. I don't know if they can pitch it or not, but they can hit it a little bit. And they hit those two home runs. Man, when he hit them, they were gone. Peyton Holt, I told you when he hit the first one, the minute Peyton Holt looked at the wall, I knew it was gone because he's trying to figure out how far he's got to go. Because it's close. And, man.
And on the second one, Gackle, for half a second, thought it was a pop-up on the infield.
Oh, yeah.
So he pointed, and then he realized he was wrong, and he did that. Uh-oh, whoops.
Yeah.
Hope nobody saw that.
He popped up like, hey.
Whoops. Yeah.
It's got a stewardess on it.
Well, you know, these things happen from time to time, you know. But the, so 6-5. So, well, the thing is about, and here's another funny thing about this. South Carolina fans, they hate this coach. They want him to be fired.
Yeah.
And they keep winning. So, like, he is the team is spiting their fan base by having success, which I think we should all find a little humor in that.
It's a strong play.
It's a humorous moment here. It's like Arkansas spiting its fan base by wearing the MMFH shirts yesterday during the warm-ups with the, hey, I'm off the hook. They're mad at you. They're mad at you people now, not me. I'm off the hook, baby. I'm out.
I don't understand why you need motivation for the postseason. All right. I mean, if you're going to defend your coach, that's fine. But you got to show up and you got to pitch well. And Bibee, you know, he had a minute where it was good. And you know, I was listening to Phil and Bubba at the beginning of the game, and they were talking about how close the strikes were. Man, I don't know.
They clearly got screwed by the umps. Yeah, clearly that's what it was. That's the answer to everything. If they win, great. If they lose, it's not their fault.
Well, I think South Carolina can hit. I don't know if they can hit Hagen Smith, but they can hit everybody else.
Right. Well, can Kentucky hit Hagen Smith?
Well, we're going to find out in about 15 hours, 16 hours, something like that.
Yeah, we are.
That's early for a baseball game.
They only got, he struck them out 14 times a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Back on May 3rd, 20 days ago.
And I think
so maybe you get him again.
You know, I guess if you're Kentucky, the strategy here is, well, he's not going to be out there forever. So you kind of you almost want to wait him out.
You bide your time.
Yeah,
right?
you kind of want to wait him out and then get into Arkansas's bullpen. But you know what? Look, they had first and third with one out in the ninth inning with a chance to tie it. Didn't get it done. They were there, and that's really what you're looking for. So, I mean, don't go in and get beat 11-0. That you don't want to do what Kentucky did today. But still would have been nice to win. South Carolina's now 2-0 and moving on, and you're in the losers bracket, playing for your tournament lives.
Yeah, Kentucky tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. Phil's pregame at 9 here on ESPN. Whew, Arkansas.
Man,
so I mean, I don't know. I mean, there are no like big takeaways. There's no big analysis on this. They lost a baseball game. And knowing you people, you don't even want to hear about it. So I don't know what to do here. I don't know. I don't know what you want from me. There are no big takeaways. They're still a good team. This doesn't mean they're going to, you know, blow it. They still have a chance to go all the way because they're not going to play SEC competition in all likelihood next week unless Texas comes in here. And then I don't know what's going
to
happen.
You don't want to go down. You don't want to lose tomorrow because then you've lost 4 out of 5. And you know, and that number becomes. I mean, you hear 4 out of 5, you lost, and you're banking on the fact that you can just turn it around. You know, when it really, really matters. Going down there, this was an exercise, man. Get your at bats. The offense is still spotty at times. Kendall Diggs had some nice swings. He had a nice rip there. I think it was in the sixth. So
in
nice,
the seventh. He went 1 for 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
he had a nice rip in the seventh, and you know, you just got to find consistent offense, and they don't have it right now.
They don't have it. It's 50. This is game 56. The offense is what it is. You're gonna have to scratch and claw for every single run that you get. That's just what it is. You're not gonna have, maybe against a 4 seed, you could have one of those big parade innings where you send 10 men to the plate or whatever. But against quality competition, they're going to have to scratch and claw for every run that they're going to get. That's just the way it is. We've got 56 games of data points on this, as far as I can tell.
The good news that you have, at least, is that at least for 2 innings or whatever his pitch count's going to be, you've got to assume that there's going to be a zero on their end.
Right.
As long as Hagen Smith is out there, you feel like there will be a zero on the board.
And you know what you have to do?
Score a bunch
of
runs.
You got to make hay.
Yeah,
you got to make hay when
he's out there. Now, I don't know who they're throwing tomorrow. But I you got to figure that they didn't throw. Well, they may have. I honestly, I didn't even pay attention to when Hutch put out a tweet, said it was 11-0. I'm like, I ain't watching that.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it's, I don't know. It was crazy. But, you know, this is what it is. I mean, here's the text on the McLarty Daniel hotline. We lost today. Yada, yada, yada. Let's talk about sandwiches. Well, here's the arrangement. Now that we're all here, I can tell you the arrangement. Our arrangement is I plan on talking about this for an hour, and then we are here till 7 today, again, for reasons that are not clear. We're going to screw around from 5:30 to 7 and probably not talk about this game anymore, and that's just the way it's going to be, all right? So that's the arrangement, and there you go. We're telling you on the front end. Prepare accordingly.
Does the 9-10 outside of Baum Walker worry you?
No, because the regionals and the supers will be in Baum Walker if they get to the supers. So
just a simple question.
The recipe for this team, you know, this week you're trying to figure out, you're trying to, you know, get guys that are, you know, get confidence. You're trying to get guys going, all that sort of stuff. But you're, but here's the goal for this team. All right. Okay. You get Hagen. That's a win. Now in a regional, because you got to start there. Because if you don't win that, none of the rest of it doesn't matter. But in the regional, you've got to figure out a way to win 2 more games. You've got to piece it together with the right parts, whether it's Molina, Tigert, whoever, you Gackle, whatever you're putting out there. You got to scratch out enough to get 2 more. You know you're getting 1. And the regional is harder than the super, Zach, because in the super, you only have to win 2. So you only have to figure out how to win 1 because Hagen's going to get you the other one.
Yeah.
So the regional is tougher than the super. So the regional, you get Hagen, you win. Then you have to figure out when you want to fire that bullet. Do you want to do it Friday and get off to the 1-0 start or whatever you want to do? But you have to scratch and claw, and this is what this team is going to be, to get to, unless there's an upset in another game on the other side of the regional bracket. You got to scratch and claw and figure out how to win 2 more. That's it. That's the recipe for this team. That's what it is. So it's pretty simple. It's not easy, but it's pretty simple.
Does
that's the way it is.
4-6 in the last 10 worry you at all?
Yeah, they need to play some good base. They didn't really play bad today.
No, they didn't.
I mean, they did have two errors, which I don't like, because you don't want to go down there and have this defense that has been solid all year just start leaking oil. And they had a couple of errors today, which you don't like. It led to a one unearned run.
Mm.
I think. Anyway, I don't. No, it didn't. It ended up not harming you in the grand scheme of things. But I mean, you want to play well.
JT is texting. He says, "I don't like y'all screwing around. Nobody heard the first half of the show, so you need to give us the entertainment we deserve."
We didn't hear the first half of the show.
Yeah, we understood the assignment today.
We did our job. They didn't do theirs, but we did ours. That's for sure.
Mr. Pibb says if we're going to go the extra hour, we should be able to curse after six. DQ, where do you come down on that? Cursing after six.
Sure.
All right. So here's a guy that wants some riddle talk. Abner set his alarm for 5:30.
Is there anyone out there? I saw one response to this last night when the MMFH thing happened. Anyone find that particularly classless?
Let's back all the way up.
Okay,
because
start at the very beginning.
I found out about this today.
I texted it to you last night.
I don't look at your texts anymore. If you're not going to look at mine, I'm not looking at yours. I found out about it this morning.
Okay.
I think it's dumb, but I understand in a certain segment, the wacko fringe, the lunatics, this is important stuff. Please give me a blow-by-blow. How did we get here?
Okay. Please text in if I'm wrong, because I didn't know this was a thing till last night. Because here's what happened.
Okay.
Last night, I was sitting there, and we were talking about, hey, you know, this team needs a kick in the pants. Maybe it's time for me to do my thing. And she did not find that funny at all. So then the next thing, I swear to you, the next thing I do is I open the computer up, and I see the MMFH thing, and I go, never mind. It's been taken care of. So this is apparently a reaction to people on the internet who claim to be fans that probably aren't fans, and they do not like Matt Hobbs. He is drawing the
ire. Okay, this is a Matt Hobbs thing.
Yes.
Okay, he is the, for those who don't know,
pitching coach.
Okay.
Yes. So the people on the internet have, I guess, decided to, and I don't see any of this stuff, so I don't know what they're exactly saying, but I guess they're blaming Hobbs for losing at A&M and all this stuff, even though they gave up one effing run in one of those games that they lost. That's pretty good pitching, if you ask me. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But this goes back and forth. No one ever picks on Dave. He is sacred.
Bulletproof.
So the fan base flips back and forth, Zach. When they don't score enough, they pick on Nate Thompson. When they don't pitch well, they pick on Hobbs.
So
they swing back and forth because they're not smart people, not smart people.
I'm assuming that the acronym is something that was said either in a social media post, on a blog, a message board,
something along those lines.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I think it's the acronym is when people were doing it for Bobby Petrino last fall whenever he got hired.
Okay.
Like BMFP.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Okay. All right.
So now it's just the same thing.
DQ, let me ask you this. You have most recently been in a competitive environment, school, and if I got you, what's the acronym? What is it?
MMFH.
If I got you one of those t-shirts before a big test, are you now extra motivated?
I don't know.
Okay. If you're searching for something at this time of year, we got a problem. We got a problem. Now, if you're doing it all in the name of good fun, and I don't know that they are not, all right, cool. Maybe it lightens the load a little bit.
I think that just like 2 years ago, they're bored with winning. It's like our ex-president said, they've done so much winning, they're bored with winning. And so they need a little something to get the juices going
a little bit, to give them some juice.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
2 years ago, it was my fault. This year, it's apparently responding to faceless criticism on the internet.
Okay.
So, and you know, these aren't real like people. These aren't real fans. They're not. So, you know, you have validated. This is what we always say about when anytime anyone goes off on a tweet or a series of tweets or whatever, you're validating a nobody. That's what you're doing when you elevate this stuff. when you respond. When Hutch responds to the guy who won't click on his article because he's lazy and has 50 followers, well, now the guy with 50 followers is on the same level as you. And I don't know why anybody wants to do that. There's something in us that we can't resist. We have to respond to every single thing.
Yes.
And I don't know why you would want to elevate the hog Twitter mob if this is who's responsible for
this. Again, maybe they're having some fun with it. Okay, great. I mean, if it lightens the mood a little bit, cool. If you're trying to use it as your motivation, but I assure you of this, is if they go on a run, those shirts will pop up and the university will try and make money off of it just like they made money off of you, yet still complain.
I am amazed that the official Razorback Baseball X page on Instagram showed these shirts because, you know, they made rental player shirts 2 years ago and they never showed those.
No.
They were never seen in public.
No, they did. They did.
Oh, they did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember that. Yeah. But this was posted loud and proud last night or yesterday on Razorback Baseball social. And, you know, to me, I don't know, when you use that word and now, you know, and I don't want to sound like the old man on the block because believe me, I have no problem with cursing. I wish we could do it here every day and just say the words.
Well, I mean, we can.
Well, we can once. But
No, clearly we, well, we'd have to.
You're not on that list.
Yeah,
I'm not on that list.
Parts.
But. I don't have a problem with the words. But when you're talking about baseball and you're talking about being the Razorbacks and it's their social media account and now like a kid may ask their dad, hey, what does this mean? That's an awkward conversation.
That
is all their fault. It's not his fault. It's not the kid's fault. It's all their fault because they put it out there on social media. So I'm not crazy about it. But I'm not, like, you know, clutching my pearls in horror about the MMFH post there. So it doesn't, I don't care.
Okay.
But it does create some awkward conversations around a largely parochial state, you have to admit. There's a lot of people that don't use that word.
Well, it didn't work today. So maybe we'll put the shirts away and we can win a baseball game tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe so. I don't know. But then there's a picture of Hobbs with like these red laser beams coming out of his eyes on the shirt too.
You've seen these?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really like the official university page posting it, like their caption being like MMFH.
Yeah, it feels little time.
I don't.
Yeah.
I think it's okay if a fan wants to do that, but like the official university, I don't know.
Right.
I just don't know if they should like.
Well, and
not, I don't know. I don't want to say like, I don't think they should encourage that, but I don't think they should post it.
And I just don't think that anybody with any credibility has ever criticized Matt Hobbs or Nate Thompson.
No.
Like these are just faceless people who've never hit a baseball or pitched one on the internet. So like who the hell cares what they think? I mean, but you know, it's not like Teddy Cahill or the SEC Network.
Yeah, like if Teddy Cahill does it, then you
Chuck
can respond.
Or Phil has said he's no good. Like nobody important has said that. So I don't see the need to respond when nobody important says that. It's like our friend Jimmy Dykes once said, why would you accept criticism from someone you would never take advice from?
100% correct. Best advice I've gotten in years.
Yeah, years.
Right there.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't think that they would take hitting tips from the people criticizing Matt Hobbs. So why would you take criticism from them? Who cares? They love their coach, and they should love their coach. He's obviously one of the best pitching coaches in America with what he's done with Kevin Copps and with Hagen Smith and many others. And if you don't understand that, I don't know how to help you. This is just not – this relationship is not for you. Because he's one of the best. And how can, another thing I don't understand is how can Dave be so smart, but then he keeps hiring dummies for assistants? That's not true.
That's not true.
The smart guy hires smart coaches. You know, once he finally got to kick Dave Jorn out of there and hire people that he wanted, I mean, look what's happened. It's taken off like a rocket ship.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Well, the first thing, a takeaway from Dave, is he did confirm they're starting Hagan Smith tomorrow against Kentucky at 9:30 in the morning. He was very cagey on a pitch count. Dave said, yeah, I don't want to say much.
That's what he said. No.
You. But let's play the long game here, all right? Because what happens next weekend is more important than this
week.
That
is correct.
Hagan will be pitching Friday with an extra day of rest, so he'll be totally ready to go on next Friday in the regional against some four seed that they bring in here from some far-off land. So that's what's most important. You win that game, and then you got to figure out how to get Saturday and Sunday.
He would
that's
get his normal work in anyway.
Right.
But, you know, whether it's a bullpen session or whatever it is, he would get his normal work in. He's just going to get his normal work in on the mound. He can't be more than 50. It's probably going to be, you know, 30, 35, 40, somewhere in there. Two or three innings, in, out, get your work in, because this game is meaningless for them. Yep. Yes, you want to win it. Yes, you're going
down
there.
They want to play well.
They want to play well. They want to win the game, but they're not going to sell out to win a game that doesn't mean anything when the prize or the road to the prize starts next week.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense. It's illogical.
Right. But they are going to – he's going to do – he's going to get some work. Now, he'll have full – this is really the best idea, because it was a week since last Thursday, and then an extra day for the postseason next Friday at Bomb Walker, presumably, and I think that's a safe presumption to make against some four seats.
I asked you about this because during the game they were popping up the guys that they thought would be the hosts. Now, is there they had them anywhere from, you know, 4 to 6. I mean, there's no chance they're going to drop to like 10. If they lose tomorrow, it doesn't matter, right?
I don't think so. 20 okay. wins. In the SEC, 43 wins right now, maybe 44. You could have another win against Kentucky on the resume if you win tomorrow. So that'll help No, I don't think they drop out of the top eight.
Look, I mean, you guys can, I mean, we can all be upset they lost today, but how about Kentucky? You got boat raced. 11-0.
They got their pants pulled down.
Yeah. I mean, they were not ready to go. That's a team that should come in tomorrow pretty motivated.
You would think so. Yes. Both teams motivated because, you know, Arkansas was on the comeback trail there in the ninth inning, but they couldn't get the that one more hit. You know, McLaughlin had the RBI single to make it 6-5, but then Aloy, you know, they had that almost double play thing and then a flyout by Sprague Lott at the end of the ballgame there. So you couldn't get the big hit from those guys when you needed it there. But, you know, they kept fighting in the whole thing, as they have done all year. You know you're going to get that. If they're down 10 or up 10, they're going to keep playing. That's what you like about them.
And, you know, with the look, I think it's funny that you play an entire year in these bandbox ballparks that are no bigger than Little League ballparks, and then you go to this cavern. And, you know, there was a ball that I think, I can't remember who hit it, but the guy from South Carolina hit it. The center fielder took a bad route to it, and it got by him. But it's because you're not used to playing in a place that big.
Yeah,
the angles are different.
There's some severe acreage.
Yeah.
There and in Omaha. And no,
also,
it's 408 to center in Omaha.
In the foul areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's usually tight in the on-campus stadiums. There, you know, you told me they played a football game there at one point.
They used to play football there, and until, I don't know when which renovation, but the bullpens were down the lines, too. So they the bullpens are now behind the fences where they should be. But, yeah, there's a lot of foul ground, too. So that that could kind of even itself out.
I mean, the power alleys are bigger. I was listening to Phil when the game started. It's 405 to dead center. We saw a bunch of, in the game prior to the Arkansas game, plus the Arkansas game itself, we saw balls getting hit to dead center. The wind was blowing out, but the power alleys are bigger. It's bigger than what you're used to, and it does take a little bit of time to kind of understand how to play center field in a place that big.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, and you don't get a lot of time to, it's not like they get a ton of, like, they couldn't practice there yesterday. They were playing games all day there yesterday.
Yeah.
So you just don't, you know.
I mean, you might as well go play in a pasture. It's the same thing.
That's pretty
it's
much.
It's huge out there.
Yeah, that's right. They left 10 on base, and, you know, Dr. K is pointing out, that's not good, but that's, you know, that's been...
But that's been their thing all year. I mean,
this is who they are. Like people are, some of you watch all year. Some of you fly in at the end of the year and you're like, what is this? Well, this is kind of the way it is. Like I said, they're going to have games where they score a bunch of runs. Then the rest of the time, it's a white knuckler, as you would say. Like, you got to scratch and claw to get five or six or whatever
it is. I think they're more comfortable playing 4-3
games
than they are playing 8-7
games. Well, that's for sure. It's built for that.
Yeah.
With the pitching that they, with the talent that they have, this is built to be a low scoring scoring team.
Yep.
That's what it's built for. Because they don't have a ton of pop in this lineup. I mean, you've got some guys who can hit it a little bit, but you don't have, you know, you don't have a Caglione or you don't have a, you know, a Charlie Condon who's going to bop 30 home runs in this lineup. So it's meant to be the pitching will keep the numbers down, and if we can scratch across three or four, we're going to win.
You said it during the last segment, and the more and more I think about it, the more I am concerned about their long range because, okay, Hagen Smith, you roll 33 out there, everything's fine, no problem. It's after that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like basketball where you've got him every night. After that, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. And you, as this thing begins to bottleneck and the teams get better, the hitters get better. You know, all of these guys. You know, past Hagen Smith, every one of those pitchers, starter and relievers, been lit up at some point.
Well, it's about the walks. Like, you can't have the walks.
Yeah.
You just can't. So Bibee has three today. That's not great. But Fouch comes in, an inning and two-thirds, no walks, three Ks. Okay, well, there's some confidence there, and you can get something out of Fouch, and maybe you can bring him back later in the tournament if you need to.
Ryan in Prairie Grove, Texan. Randy, I have a Mississippi County pasture for rent. That's the best I can do. I'll hang up and listen.
Okay, thank you. Mississippi County, not far from Hoover, by the way, only a few hours away, I think.
I don't watch the SEC baseball tournament unless I have to, but you talk about that one road going
nobody
in and out.
Nobody does, by the way.
It's like going to a state park.
It sucks.
It's like this long, winding road, baseball field, nothing else.
It sucks, and it's all Hoover has, so they're fighting like hell to keep it. They're spending a ton of money renovating the place, and they built that indoor thing next to it where they have all the games and stuff, the fan zone or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it is a pain in the butt to go to this event, and I'm glad that we don't have to go to it anymore. And and next year, maybe it won't be there. They haven't made an announcement one way or the other on that. But I think the SEC tournament, I said this yesterday, the only thing the SEC does that looks little time is this tournament.
Yeah.
The SEC championship game in football feels huge. It's in Atlanta at the big stadium. The SEC basketball tournament feels big. The women's basketball tournament feels big.
Yeah.
The baseball tournament needs to be in a major league stadium. It's somewhere. Atlanta, Texas, wherever. It needs to be in a major league park.
We have some texts on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. BE is texting, how long till the 5:30 segment? Texter of the 479 says, y'all got 20 more minutes to talk about this. Wes in Springdale, Boo Sports, ready for fun talk.
Listen. These are the rules of engagement.
This is what we
got to
do, man. This is
these
what we
are the
do.
Rules of engagement. All right? And I'm sorry, but you know, we gotta follow the rules one time.
You saw the memo. The memo said.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
DQ, but, how are we doing on time there? The BE would like to know.
Got about 20 minutes.
All right. There
DQ,
we go.
Do you have any analysis on the team or the game or anything you'd like to share
in
with
life?
Us?
Do you have any thoughts on life at this point?
Well, I didn't watch the game. I heard you guys talking about the game.
Yeah. You were sitting right here.
The TV's at an angle.
Oh, she can't see the TV.
Well, you know, you could have said something.
Well, you guys were enjoying
it. She didn't want to watch.
Yeah, I guess, cover your eyes. You know what? They didn't play that badly.
No, they
didn't. Really didn't.
It's not like they got beat 11-1. I mean,
the offense is so wildly inconsistent, it's almost mind-boggling. But I will say this.
It's consistently about 12th best in the league. It's consistent.
I will say this, and they did something that I haven't seen them do in a long time, and I admit that I don't watch every game. But they got a guy to second base. They were down by one. They tried to move him over with the bunt. Yeah. Diggs just missed it. I think it was Diggs. Just missed it. Cool, man. That's the way they used to do this. Get a guy on base, move him along, score a run. Run an inning's going to get you nine runs. Things are going to be okay. Now you're playing for the bloop and a blast, and this offense isn't built for that.
Well, they just it's six walks. You can't walk people in the postseason. Whatever the tournament is, you can't walk people. You play a four seed like Santa Clara or somebody. If you hand out a bunch of walks, you're going to be white knuckling that game next week. You can't walk people.
Here's a text out of the 479 on the McLarty Daniel hotline. The competition is not necessarily going to get better as the year goes on. We have played the best in the country all year in the SEC. We have won all year. So why should we start to worry now?
That's a very solid point. I don't know why people are worrying now. Okay. I really don't. I don't know why you'd be worried. I don't know why after last weekend's games, I hear people say, well, I didn't think they were going to make it anyway. Like, what does that mean? What does that mean? You're not going to have to play at College Station again. You're going to be home. I mean, it's all in front of them.
Here's a text out of the 870. I knew we'd lose because of DQ's sweater yesterday.
What'd she wear? Arkansas?
What did you wear?
You know, I'm just going to get a bunch of sweatshirts of a bunch of colors.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to say anything.
DQ wore
I will represent
Arkansas.
No one.
Okay.
Hey, you sound like Congress.
there he is.
DQ
He's back did, with that biting political satire.
DQ did wear an Arkansas sweatshirt yesterday.
Well, that was the jinx thing.
Yeah.
But we didn't know till... Did we? Who they were going to play?
Look, today she's wearing Oklahoma.
That's a safe choice.
Yeah.
I'm being neutral.
Yeah, they suck
Switzerland.
At everything.
Yeah. Ron says, Hog fans know no other way than to worry. Well, that is true. They do worry a lot about stuff. Six walks and two hit batters. Yeah, we can't forget those. Thank you.
Hacker points out, Randy, if they wore the pinstripes today, we would have won.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas.
You save Friday whites for when Hagen pitches. I'll hang up on this.
It has nothing to do with what they wore. Listen close.
But the fact that
sometimes
he's having fun, but there are people out there that actually think that. That's what's so scary.
No, what's scary is those people drive.
They vote.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes the other team plays a little bit better than you do. And that's just the way it is. Sometimes.
Okay, so I've just gotten confirmation from the network. 9 a.m. tomorrow for the broadcast, 9:30. It'll be 9:35 because of television.
It's a hard start. Yeah, it'll start on time.
Oh, yeah.
It's
the first game of the day. First game of the day, so they will start on time. So
yeah.
It'll be breakfast with Van Horn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait.
I can't remember the last time they played a 9:30 game. It may have been that day I lost my mind 2 years ago, honestly. I can't remember what it was. Anyway, doesn't matter. But, they're going to do that tomorrow, and we'll see what happens there. Moving forward. Okay. This is your drive home powered by Mr. Sparky on Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4247. 4005. I should remind you that our SEC baseball tournament coverage is presented by the Stadium Shop on Razorback, your Omaha Hogs headquarters. Locally owned and operated by a family of U of A alumni. The largest selection of Razorback merchandise south of the North Pole. Shop on Razorback.com. It doesn't get more Razorback than the Stadium Shop. And by Kofor's Boat Center in Fort Smith. Kofor's huge selection of new boats can be seen on their website at Kofor's.com, C-O-P-H-E-R-S.com. Your trusted dealer for Malibu, Axis, Camus, Lowe, and much more. Kofor's Boat Center, providing family fun since 1971. There you go. Right now in Hoover, Vanderbilt 2, Tennessee 1. In the top of the third, Vanderbilt's got two on and two out. There's your update. And as you mentioned earlier today, LSU beat the cheeks of Kentucky. And so LSU and South Carolina play tomorrow at 4:30. And we mentioned Arkansas and Kentucky at 9:30 tomorrow morning at the Hoover Met.
Kevin and Prairie Grove wants to know what happens the day DQ wears a Notre Dame sweatshirt. You are fired. Especially if you wear it during football season.
You wear it any other time.
You got to wear it the Friday before the game.
Do not.
You have to do it.
Do not do that.
DQ,
do not do that.
DQ, I'll give you $100 if you do it.
Fine,
$200.
Wait a minute.
I just need a sweater.
I'm outbidding myself. I need to calm down here. Yes, that's bad.
No.
All right.
No, that would be bad.
There you go. There you go. Was anyone bothered by the safety base? Did anyone order?
I don't like it.
I don't care.
They had a play in the Arkansas game where it was the South Carolina turns a double play or attempted to turn a double play, and it wasn't whether or not the guy was out whether or not the runner was out. He was safe. The Arkansas runner was safe. They were trying to figure out if he touched the safety base, and he kind of put his foot down, kind of like in the middle of everything. But it's like, come on. What happened to the game we grew up with?
Right. Yeah. We got Snarky Dave in the postgame presser today. Let me read from the
Are we reenacting?
I don't want to call it the transcript. What do they call it in court? The
transcript.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
The testimony.
No, it's a transcript in
question.
Court. Yeah.
About Aloy. He even broke his bat on a swing. How often you see that happen? Answer. In professional baseball, I've seen it a lot. They use wood.
Yeah, okay, so help me out here.
Snarky Dave, all right.
Help me out here, because yes. I've never seen an aluminum bat. I've seen them break, but not where that one did. One broke at the handle.
I think I've seen it a couple times, ever.
I've seen the barrel shatter, if it's cold
I've
or
never
something
seen
like
that.
No, like if it's really, really cold. If it gets,
but he like sawed him off like it was a wood bat, but it's not a wood bat.
I have never seen that in my life.
I don't know.
Unless those bats are assembled, like the grips and things, and I don't think they are. I've never seen that happen in my life. That's brand new.
Yeah. It's just that. Now, was that the bat with all the snakes on it?
Oh no!
Oh no! That matches his tattoo.
Oh, oh no!
You got to go to the Tour Pro van and get that fixed, man.
Oh man!
Do they have a Tour Pro van out there? What they do at the golf
PGA thing. Yeah, you get the Tour van out there, fix all your clubs.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's got more
than one.
That's
a sad day right there.
Well, I'm sure there's more than one, but.
Yeah. I don't know how many bats he has.
Ryan and Prairie Grove claiming he wants Snarky Dave.
But in Zim mode.
Okay. I don't know.
I've seen it when I watch pro ball. They use wood.
All your chances, Chuck. Lord shattered a bat. I ain't never seen that.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I think we're living in that moment where, oh, my God, they lost the game. But, I mean, 2 days ago, we're like, none of this matters. What matters is next week. You don't want to go down there. You don't want to play badly. They didn't. They just got beat. They got beat by a team that needs the win more than they did.
Yeah.
Keith Bentonville's asking, did he go back to the dugout and go, pick me out a winner, Bobby?
That's right.
That's a throwback to the natural?
Yes.
Okay.
Get a hit, Crash.
Shut up.
I love that one, too.
Random guy says they broke the snake bat. Get Jobu.
Oh, man. I know somebody over there that's got the Jobu statue.
Oh, yeah.
You know. You know who it is.
Yes, I do.
You know.
Oh, boy, here we go. Here's a text out of the 479. He's in South Fayetteville, just heard the cicadas for the first time. He thought his engine was exploding.
Oh, no. They're here?
Really?
Okay. You think they're here, like, where we are?
Yeah.
You want me to go open the door?
No.
Okay.
Right. No, we could
drag a mic out there.
We got enough animals to populate this building. Let's not do anymore.
Listen. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
If we drag the mic out there with the cicadas,
mm-hmm.
that will provide noise to keep the transmitter on, and then, you know, we're set, man.
That's a hell of a plan. that's not the worst plan I've heard today.
All right.
You're on a roll today.
I'm on fire, man.
Yeah, is this Memorial Day. Is this the best we're going to get from you?
Yeah, pretty
okay,
much.
Okay,
yeah,
all right. You're done the rest of the week?
Cool. No, I got a roll of stamps to mail it in. You're right, okay, man.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
Megan claims we are snarky.
Megan, you've been with us since day one.
Yeah.
That hurts a little bit.
Pick me out a winner, Bobby.
But you got to do it in Zim voice. Pick me out a winner, Bobby! I'm going to hit this thing to the moon! Phil and Bubba were apparently talking about it, and he carries multiple snake bats.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Well, that's good.
So, okay.
That's good. But he may have to reach out to the supplier to get another one to replace the one that's busted by regionals.
Did you have a favorite bat when you were a kid?
I had one.
Still have it.
No, I didn't. I didn't play.
33-33 Easton Black Magic.
Mm.
If you played in the late 80s, it was the bat.
Oh, yeah. That's the one that Bubba gave you to go hit BP struck out every time.
First of all, I hit everything they threw at me. I didn't hit it over the fence, but I made contact with everything. I need to go find that. It's in my parents' attic for the next time I get to batting practice, my 33-33. It's a beautiful thing. All scuffed up. Oh. You played baseball in the late 80s. That was the bat.
That was it, huh?
That was the one. The Easton Black Magic.
That was the one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at that. That's pretty good.
Mitchell points out that you mail it in at 201. No. I'm not going to allow them to attack you on this. You've been pretty good today. You have lifted all the boats here.
I don't...
It doesn't happen often, but you were all over it today.
I've been preparing for this week for quite some time.
For your
mentally.
Entire life.
Mental reps.
I've been preparing for this my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing I'm even here. I could have been on the box. I mean, just say, hey, you know, I'll talk to y'all at 4 or whatever. Yeah, so I deserve some credit for that, I guess.
You know, if you just said thank you, you would have been okay.
Oh, thank you.
But instead, you went full you.
Okay,
and
wait a minute. Let's go through the lessons here. All right.
Uh-huh.
So when I do something for you, I don't say you're welcome first.
No. Okay. So I pay you a compliment and you say,
you're welcome.
Yes. That's it.
But I do it preemptively, which is bad.
No, what I said was, you've been really good today. You've done a great job. I appreciate this. You've been great today. Just say,
thank you.
There you go. You don't have to go, well, you know, I didn't have to come in today. I'd have been on. Just say, thank you. On Earth, we say, thank you.
I can't do it. I can't do it.
You can do
it. I've done it this long,
no,
this way.
No,
I'm not changing.
You can do this.
I can't change.
It's called being benevolent. Humble, if you will.
I'm the opposite of
just
Rocky. I can't
say
change.
Thank you.
Even if I tried. Even if I wanted to. I can't change.
I'm going
to
make you. Yeah. I will tell you this. If you don't start saying thank you, I'm going to do the little ring thing with the handkerchief and the underpants at your wedding. I'm going to go for the laugh.
Go for the laugh.
Yes, I'm going to go for the laugh.
The underpants.
Yes.
That's a fun word to say, by the way.
Underpants?
Yeah, that's a great word.
Drawers is what I like
Drawers.
Here we go. JT wants to know if they lose tomorrow, who's going to spark this team to Omaha?
It's already been happening. We talked about the Matt Hobbs t-shirts already. That's the sparks have been fired here.
Second attorney thinks you should go Ricky Henderson and be your own best man.
And let me tell you another thing about that's very funny. That's very good. Let me think another thing about 2 years ago. I got nothing out of that deal.
No, you didn't.
So if you think I'm going to give them a free pep talk again, you are mistaken. Now, if Dave would like to slide a little honorarium under the table, I'd be more than happy to offer my services.
Once again, you just say, thank you.
But I am not going to do that for free ever again.
DQ?
I vow to you that.
He's a 10, but he won't say thank you.
Everybody got rich off that deal, except me.
I don't know about rich.
I got poorer, God's sake. Amazing. All right. Well, I mean, he got a deal. Everybody got a deal out of that deal. And you know what I'm saying? All right.
Bill points out my Black Magic was a 33-32, not a 33-33. I'll double check them. I thought it was a 33.
Will we be able to hear the cicadas at the game next week?
God, I hope so. Will we hear them at your wedding?
Oh, yeah. It's in the wood. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you will. They'll be out there.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be loud.
Okay.
Loud and proud, man.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. Okay. Rally cicadas. There you go. Matt Nakin, South Carolina's all over.
This is one of the sayings I hate the most. JT points out, instead of saying thank you, you can say I appreciate you. There's another way to go about doing it.
That's pretty good,
too. Do you know what I've started doing?
What is that? What did you start doing?
Since we talked about it, every time I hug someone, I say, I really needed that.
Oh, no! That is cringe.
Who are you hugging?
I've been saying it, and it's so funny.
You don't say it in the creepy Jeff Long voice, do you?
I do it as close to the ear. I do it as close to the ear as possible.
I'll be honest, DQ, I needed that.
I really needed that.
That's weird. Don't do that.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Me and this person, you know, that's the laugh between us. You can read it.
I don't see anything.
But it's, okay. It's the first one without a number right now. There's Big Jake, Dr. K, and then that one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Look at what he read. Well, look what he wrote. And then what I responded.
Huh. Okay.
Okay. Isn't that funny? a little moment between. See, that's the kind of connection you get to make when you do these shows, right? That's what it is.
You should try more often. That's what it's all
about. No, I don't think so. We've got a DQ with the polls coming up here in a little bit. Now, we're going to save DQ's thoughts for 6 o'clock to give us something to live for in the 6 o'clock hour. Does that sound like a fair arrangement here?
Sure.
During the next break, let's talk.
Okay.
I got an idea.
All right.
I got a thought, Chuck.
Okay. Excellent. Let's see here.
Yeah.
We are done. We're done with the sports, right? We're done with that.
Will apparently learned that we can respond on the text machine.
Oh, yeah. We see them all. We can write back. We can block you. We can call the cops. We can do it all.
There are a lot of times that, you know, we just get inundated when we get going. And we just, some of them we see, you know, and some of them we see later.
Right.
I don't think you want me texting you at 2 in the morning, Will.
Yeah, that's right. No. And he'll do it.
Yeah, Will. I pee 4 times a night, so.
4 times?
Stop kidding.
Oh, my God.
5, but yeah.
Oh, no. Why?
Last night, God, I made a fatal error last night.
All right, tell us about it.
I drank. I have these big.
A lot.
Oh, no. My God. Yeah. Well, I have these huge water bottles that I bought, and I love them because I like nurse most of the day. And I drank one of them. I just shotgunned. I went and I ran the lake real quick, and I came home, and I shotgunned the thing. And it was probably 8:30, and it hit me about 10. And man, I had fallen asleep.
There about to be activity.
Oh, there was. To quote Kenny, there. You know, I'd got everything lined up, and and it was just every couple of hours, man.
Oh wow, yeah. Will is happy that he's not on the blocked list.
No, Will.
Brian knows.
Just keep in mind that DQ sees everything you guys send in. Everything.
Yes, she does.
And we used to protect her from a lot of this stuff, but now, you know, she's been here long enough, you know, just be nice for a change.
Why did you block Piggy Smalls?
Oh, he's a pain in the ass.
What? God, really?
Yes, he's the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's.
Here's someone on the block side that says they're going to need another 12-pack if we're here till 7.
Well, so do we. Hey, yeah, thanks
share.
A lot.
Hey,
really.
Hey, we'll get it
See,
down
that was
here.
One of the great things about when Cement Head was here. There was always, you know. There was
concrete
always,
Head.
There was always, yeah, Concrete Head. We got to come up with a name for him. So, Concrete Head is too long.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Concrete Head. But it's funnier. I don't know why. Concrete's a funnier word than cement.
You could call it CTE.
Well, we could do that, yeah. That's true.
Diamond wants to know if he's on speed dial. No.
Oh, really?
No. No, we don't have anybody on speed dial that I'm aware of.
No.
Why are y'all still here? Go eat dinner.
What else is on?
Go eat dinner. Go
Better yet, bring us dinner, for God's sake.
Go talk to your families.
Maybe they don't want to.
Yeah, well.
All right, DQ is here with the today's poll questions
yes.
here on
Wonderful
Ruskin
poll
and Zach.
Questions.
Wait, DQ, go ahead, please.
Blockhead. That's a good. That's what
Charlie Brown was.
Yeah, Peppermint Patty called him. Called Charlie Brown Blockhead. Go ahead.
So the first one is: do you bring a glass of water with you to bed? Your options.
Well, if I'm getting lucky, yeah. Go ahead. Move along.
Your options: yes, and I drink it. Yes, but I don't drink it. Mm. Or no.
What's it for? No, you never know.
I just like to know it's there.
Make it rain. What? Go. Sorry. We were
60% of voters said that they don't bring water to bed at all.
You.
Which I find really concerning.
But you take a glass. I take a bottle with
it. Well, me. I take like this or something. You know? Anyway. Has grabbing the kitchen knife ever worked out for the main character in a horror movie?
Not a chance.
65% agree with us and say never. Do you enjoy learning how to play a new board game or a card game?
What's the last board game you or card game you learned?
Well, the one I tried to learn was Pinochle last Saturday, but then the last one was probably...
Spell Pinochle.
P-I-N-N. Mm. There's an H somewhere.
It's one N, and it's O-C-H-L-E.
Yeah.
It's Pinochle.
I don't think they can count it when you say there's an H somewhere.
There is an H somewhere, right?
Yeah, yes, there is okay. an H somewhere, yes.
I mean, maybe in today's modern schools where you're right. all winners.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there is an H, Johnny. Yes. That's
you know,
correct.
You know how they do that? Yes. They would tout it as we've had the most spelling bee winners ever, 672.
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
59% said no, they can't comprehend learning a new game.
Hmm.
And what's your favorite rainy day cliche? Nobody knows how to drive. Nobody knows how to drive in the rain is winning at 41%.
Okay. All right. There you go. This quick update. We are contractually obligated to give you this quick update.
Yep.
Vanderbilt 6, Tennessee 1 in the SEC tournament.
Read the liner. Read the liner.
The Vols might get a run rule here.
I'm telling you what.
Could happen.
They're playing with a purpose.
I want to read you,
please,
what Tony Vitello said. This is from our pal Wes Rucker. I want to tell you, I want to share with you what Tony said about the SEC tournament.
Okay.
When he was asked about the tournament, you know, what do you want to do? He said, Tennessee respects this tournament and wants to compete.
Oh. What does that mean?
But he also said they're going to compete while trying some different things for the big picture.
Hmm.
Yeah, they ain't trying out there. They got the roll of stamps in their mail. There you go.
Here's somebody on the way home.
Yes.
Home to my family and not laugh and have to tell the kids to do things, then be disappointed they didn't do it. Sounds great.
Better yet, you'll have to explain why the university tweeted out MMFH yesterday.
Daddy, what's that mean?
Well, son,
it's not good, Chuck.
That is not grandma appropriate language, by the way. You would never say
the
that.
The things that they will lean into
when it serves their purpose,
it's pretty interesting.
Well, I don't know anything about that. Whatever you mean.
You know what I mean.
Whatever are you talking about?
We're gonna complain about it, but on the backside, we're going to sell some shirts and make some money.
Yeah, we're going to cash in.
Yeah.
What we're going to do. There you go. We're getting requests for Bleep
You,
Tony.
Yeah, I see it. All right, hang tight.
Let him find it.
Yeah,
let him find the cart.
I feel like I'm going through like a toy box. No, that's not it. That's not it. Hold on. You guys want Bleep You, Tony? I think that's on 3.
He has to find the cart.
Hold on. I'll find it.
Can you
it.
Imagine if you still had to like go to the thing and here it is. Shuffling tapes right. around.
Is this it? Oh, no, no.
No, don't do that. Not today. Not today.
Thank you, Tony. There it is. All right. It's a circuitous route.
No.
Fine.
We're going to make one. If by some, let's say they hire a new football coach next year and they beat Notre Dame. We're going to play that every hour on the hour with the little harp and the whole deal.
Okay.
Because this coach ain't beating Notre Dame.
Oh, no. No.
I have no doubt about that. All right. That's mean. We shouldn't say things
you shouldn't
like
say that
about the program. That's very negative.
Right.
All right.
Give me Mizzou, Chuck.
Wow. That's our leader, folks.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
Now DQ is here with her thoughts on something. DQ, what do you have?
So, have y'all seen this Apple Music Top 100 albums thing?
Yes.
So they released the final 10 today.
Okay.
And you know, every time that a big publication like this releases like Top 100 artists, Top 100 albums, Top 100 songs, it always starts fights about like, oh, this isn't deserving.
Kind of
this. Needs to be ranked higher. This was ranked too high. Blah blah blah.
It's designed to do that.
If you make the top 10, that is the
see.
That's the benefit. I guess
that's what
the
I want to talk about.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I did some research.
Why would you do that?
Did you know that there are 100,000 songs put on Spotify every single day?
Wow.
Average. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, I'll say there's probably less than one. A day that is worth, you know, listening to.
Yeah.
But so then I started to think, like, put your music, your specific music taste aside, and you just think about, like, acclaimed artists. How many albums do you think are there that are actually, you know, worth listening to? Like 10,000 maybe?
Maybe.
20?
Maybe.
20,000? But if you still compare 100 of those albums to 10,000 to 20,000, making the top 100
is pretty good.
Incredibly right. good.
Who is it? Do you have the top 10
list? I have
list?
The top 10
okay,
list. Do you want me to start at 1 or 9?
Start at 10.
Okay. So I will say Rumors by Fleetwood Mac was 11.
Oh, really?
Well, that was kind of shocking.
This is some top 10 then. That's
yeah, if Rumors is outside the top 10.
Yeah.
Oh, what a terrific.
So Lemonade by Beyonce is number 10.
No.
Next.
No.
See, this is
no. It's not better than Rumors.
Okay.
No, it's not.
So also, I do want to say, I don't like when these people ranking albums or artists or anything, they don't give what any
criteria
parameters.
Is. Yep.
It's just like some guy. It's just one person. Okay.
And if that person was born in the 90s, then they're not going to give any credit to anything before they were born, right?
I will say this one does is a pretty good of using current and older albums. So number 9 is Nevermind, Nirvana.
Change music.
Okay.
Really
number
good.
8 is Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
No. I'm not a big Amy Winehouse fan.
No.
I get it, but
yeah.
Eh.
Okay. Number 7. So it's Good Kid, Mad City by Kendrick Lamar. There is another album that is much more, like, people like it a lot more, mm-hmm. To Pimp a Butterfly. But so we have Kendrick Lamar at 7. Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder.
Yes.
Correct.
Number 6.
Yes.
We have Blonde by Frank Ocean, which you probably haven't heard of Frank Ocean. But I can't really get into him, but that's like an up there album for many, many people. So I don't disagree with it.
Sounds isn't on this.
When was it released?
It was released in like 2017, maybe.
No, it's okay. Too new.
I can't. I've never heard it, so I can't.
But it can't be great if it's been around less than 10 years. It just can't. It doesn't have the staying power.
I don't agree with that.
Mm.
I think because it's not. That's not the artist's fault that they weren't.
It can't
living.
Be all time great unless it's had some sort of staying power.
But then, what's all time?
Well, like it's got to stick
when's
around.
When's the cutoff?
I don't like Rumors. It's still people still listen to Rumors. It's been out 45 years ago
in the 70s. But if go on, go. I want to hear the rest
okay,
of the list.
Okay, Purple Rain is 4.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Like it.
Yep.
Pet Sounds was like pretty low. It was on the list, but pretty low. Okay.
What? Pet Sounds is a freaking symphony. All right, it's a rock symphony.
We have Abbey Road at number 3.
Not their best album.
What's their best album?
Sergeant
Pepper's. Okay, yeah. Well that should be there then.
Thriller by Michael Jackson at number 2.
All right, okay. All right.
This one, I could give you a million guesses. You will never, ever guess what number 1 was.
Falco.
The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, doo-wop.
That's a good album.
That's a good album.
It's good, but, you know, that's a really out-of-the-blue album.
That album was giant.
Yeah, it was massive. Now, if you're talking about, like, if Rumors missed the top 10, then I got some problems with the list. Now, I can't speak on the Kendrick Lamar thing. I would not be able to pick his music out of a lineup. I have no idea. The one that came out in 2017, again, haven't heard it, so I wouldn't know. Pet Sounds was low.
I don't know if I'll be able to find it.
Now, you've listened to the Beatles.
Yeah.
And guess what her favorite Beatles song is?
What
you're
going
to love this.
She Loves You, Yeah.
No. No, it's on Abbey Road, on the backside.
What is it?
Maxwell's Silver Hammer.
Deep cut.
Very deep cut.
That means you listen to
the
whole thing.
That means you listen to the album.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
So
I like that.
There's some... So Pet Sounds is number 20. So not super low. And then Revolver by the Beatles was number 21.
Revolver?
See, that's why I found this very odd.
It's not one of their top 5.
I found it odd because Highway 61 Revisited by Bob Dylan was number 14 when it probably should have been like Blonde on Blonde.
Wow.
Where's like, Hotel California?
Yeah, that's not on there.
No, it was.
I would like to know what the parameters were.
I do too.
It's just people's opinion.
Yeah, all right.
There are no
just
parameters.
Just like one guy's opinion, I think. Led Zeppelin 2 was 27. I saw somebody.
Isn't Led Zeppelin 4 their best album?
I like Led Zeppelin 3.
To me,
four's got Rock and Roll and Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That would be my favorite.
Okay.
2, 3, and 4 all run together for me. It's like it's like.
Well, I had 4 as a teenager.
If you played two the entire thing, then 3, then 4, you wouldn't be able to differentiate between the 3.
Right.
Revolver.
Yeah, Revolver.
I mean, I love.
They just spun the speaker around in a room, right?
I love Taxman, but wow.
Taxman.
That's not even one of their top 5.
Steely Dan had a number 73 album, Aja, which was that was shocking to me.
Hmm. Let me see this thing. I want to look at this.
Their Apple setup. And... I'm still looking for Hotel California. Their setup is kind of goofy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, Hotel California had Life in the Fast Lane on it, right?
Okay, so you're going to be mad at Hotel California's ranking.
What?
It was number 99.
That is. It's right ahead of Body Talk by Robin. What in the hell are we doing here? Really?
No Dark Side of the Moon on there?
I've got the whole list here.
Yeah, Dark Side of the Moon was on there.
Okay. I've got the whole list
but
here.
So I do think that it is a lot of just...
Dark Side's 28.
They want to like rage bait people into fighting.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's good for traction
something
on the internet.
Something that I have been seeing a lot in like the... regarding Taylor Swift is that they ranked 1989 Taylor's version as number 18, which is probably, it's like 1989 was a pop album, probably one of the most famous pop albums out right now, but okay. It's the Taylor's version.
This list
that was
is
just
null,
released.
This list is null and void. There's no Green Day on it. Nowhere. Not in the top 100.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm not willing to die on the Green Day Hill.
There's no Green Day on it. This should be on there. Just saying. There's no Red Hot Chili Peppers on there.
Yeah, you got to have them there somewhere.
I mean, come on. What are we doing?
The fact, rumors at 11 is upsetting. I'm ready to grab a pitchfork and go burn something.
Yeah, but I still don't think that there should be a cutoff to what makes a great album because it really isn't the artist's fault. Like, if they produced a great album and... people say it's great, but it's too young.
There's also no country on there.
That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, there's no country on there. George and that would be, and this is not, I'm way over my skis on this, but I know there have been great country albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No Billy Joel on there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think, was The Stranger on there?
Not even his best work!
Ah! I don't even think The Stranger was on here. That's crazy.
And I'll tell you this, too. The Marshall Mathers LP by Eminem being 80 is way too low.
Yeah, way too low.
That
was another massive event when that thing was out. We are way off. If I were doing it, if you give me an album that changed the way the music industry thought at the time, like Nirvana's Nevermind, that was one. The Marshall Mathers.
Joshua LP. Tree's 49.
Come on.
That's got to be a top
10. Boo!
Got to be a top 10.
By the way, Arkansas.
Appetite for Destruction is 52. I'll stop this. Who did this?
This is what they want.
Yeah. Well, they got it. We're yelling about it.
See, the top 100 is still an insane, insanely small.
Yes. You're right. You're right. But it's just Born to Run 22.
Well, that's not offensive.
You could make a case for the top
20. It's not offensive.
No. Yeah.
If it's in the 20s, all right, cool, fine. Also from Scott County would like to know how many of these people play for Arkansas?
None of these artists are in the SEC. No, that's true.
BE bought the Joshua Tree 5 times.
Why?
That's a great question.
Do you need to wear it out?
I don't really have an
answer
for
you. In the old days,
you
could wear out a tape or a disc, right? And you had to get a new one.
Yep.
Those are the old days. You can't do that when you stream music. Hmm. Yeah. Okay, the Apple Music crafted the list alongside a group of artists that included Pharrell Williams, Balvin.
You got me.
Maren Morris and Charlie XCX.
These people had nothing to do.
Well, I like Maren Morris, though.
So. Yeah, but that's for different reasons.
So she didn't even put a country album on? She didn't even put one up?
Mm-hmm. No.
She was a country singer.
Well, maybe she did, and it got shot down or whatever. They've got a They've got a Kanye album at 26, but it's not Through the Wire. I thought Through the Wire was like the biggest thing he ever did.
Which one was the which Kanye album was it?
My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
See, that's not the best Kanye album that people
right. See that
enjoy.
If you're going to be on this list, regardless of where you are, it should be like your best or your two best things that are there, right?
Yep.
That's another thing.
Here's somebody's text out of the 479. Where's Garth Brooks? He loves Fayetteville.
He loves the people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
BE wants to know if Pharrell? Listen,
Pharrell?
I don't care. Did he listen to Supertramp? No. I just Googled the best albums. Rolling Stones came up, and Pet Sounds was number two.
Hey, you know what?
Properly placed.
There's a documentary on Max now. On the history of Stax Records over in Memphis, that is really a good watch so far. I've watched two of the four episodes, and episode two ends with Atlantic Records taking their entire catalog in 1969.
Okay,
so they have like nothing. So now, like, what do they do? I got to watch the rest of it and see what happens. But you know, they've already covered.
Is Stax Record covered in the Graceland bankruptcy?
No, it's a different deal.
What about Sun Studio?
I wish I never toured Stax. I did go to Sun Studio once, and I toured Graceland, which is apparently not up for auction tomorrow, because which you may have heard, it's going up for a foreclosure auction or whatever, but that all got squared away for now, I guess, or something like that.
The King will return.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, thank you very much. What do you do? Okay, so if someone bought Graceland, him and his parents are buried there.
Allegedly. Yeah, that's weird. So, that's weird.
They are.
They're awesome.
What? You're buying a graveyard.
You have Elvis Presley.
Allegedly.
You have Elvis Presley.
I don't like the way you're saying that. We have Elvis.
Allegedly.
Theoretically, what would they do about that?
You would have to move.
Be able to keep him.
You would have to move him.
Well, dig him up, see if he's in there. People have said for 40 years, oh, he's not dead. He's out there, working at a Burger King in Montana.
Tupelo. It's a Burger King in Tupelo.
That's right.
Wait for a moment.
You have to move him.
You want some fries?
Hey, that's the king we're talking about. Oh, yeah, Matt Nakin says he isn't dead, but he lives on as his place.
You know, I love the fact that Elvis may be working at a fast food restaurant because Elvis would never make you, like, wait. Like, you know how you get to the speaker and they're like, hey, hold on a minute. Elvis, no. The king would take.
Hey, baby, I'm ready. Give me your order right now.
Out of this thing and show up 3 hours late.
No. He's like, yeah. No, I'll be right with you with the king. Right. No. Hey, I can handle three orders at a time. What do you want?
Patrick from Colorado Springs, member of the Space Force, has texted in. I hate this baseball team.
Why? What'd they do?
What'd they do, man?
43-12. How can you hate them? They're not 12-43.
Yeah, relax.
Settle down.
Relax. It's a meaningless baseball game.
This is a dress rehearsal for the real tournament next week.
Just relax.
All right, that's it.
They lost 6-5. They almost won the dang thing.
Hagen Smith pitches tomorrow. Do you know how many times you get to get you're guaranteed right
four.
Now
four.
To see guaranteed two?
Two, yeah.
Guaranteed two. There's no guarantee. They got to win the regionals to get the Supers.
Here's a text for Patrick in Colorado Springs. Go back to space.
Do they get the games up there?
That's a great question. I get like,
do they come in on the app or whatever?
You get, like, YouTube TV up there?
Can you hear Phil and Bubba in space?
DQ, would you Google that? Do you get the internet in space?
Yeah, how does that work?
How does that work? Because I don't know if you can take a router up there.
reboot the router.
Do you get like charge? You get internet in
at
space?
At the International Space Station. They have broadband.
It's probably better than here.
Does that mean they watch,
brown chicken, brown cow?
Born. Not up there.
They have 600 megabits per second, which is 10 times the global average.
Of course it is.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's got to be faster.
Space.
That's right. They have better internet up there than people have in Stone County.
Remind me the next time we have Big Mike on. I have to ask him about the Black Knight satellite.
Okay.
NASA claims it's a space blanket. other people claim it's been there for 13,000 years. Remind me the next time he's on. I wish I had
I had access to, the moon, it's not supposed to be there. Because I would have played that today. I can't find it. I don't know where it is.
God, that was boring.
All right.
Here's a text out of the 405 coming in on the Air Force side. Patrick, we don't need this negativity. Yes, you get the internet in space. It's called satellites. Well, I don't know if, I mean, if you're just.
No, listen. Yeah. The satellites bring it down here.
Right.
They don't go, the satellites don't shoot it up
into
space.
I guess my question
space.
Is, like, dude, when the Martians are flying around, do they get, like, Netflix?
Are they sharing a password?
Yeah,
is that the problem? Is that what's going on?
These are things I would like. All right. BE is going to look up the Black Knight satellite for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I get the FBI watching me on other stuff. I don't need that.
Yeah, you get that VPN cranked up over there.
Yeah.
You got to be careful.
These are not things I need in my life right now. Trust me.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, here we are. It's 6:35. And this is ESPN Arkansas on the Hit That Line Now app. I'm usually two beers in by now. This is not
you
optimal.
You are not. You're at home sitting on your couch watching a game
show.
Hey,
I have an image to try and uphold here. And you're ruining it.
You're two beers in.
I'm drunk as heck by now. What are you talking about? And yes, I said heck.
You did. Gosh darn.
Shoot fire. Save matches.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.